From Spark and Anvil and Voicetale, this is Flourish, in Chapter 1 of the Voicetale cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Bramble met Flourish on a bright, windy evening, in the middle of a story that wouldn't quite land. A young creature was telling a tale about a giant mountain. It was a really, really big mountain, the creature said. Like, super big. The biggest. But the creature stood perfectly still, paws held flat at her sides. And though she said big three times, nobody in the circle could feel the bigness. The mountain stayed small in everyone's mind. Near the fire stood a tall, graceful crane, balanced on her long legs. As she watched, her wings stayed folded, but Bramble could tell she was itching to move them. "She told us it was big," the crane said softly, "but she didn't show us." And then the crane spread her great wings up and out, slow and wide, filling the whole sky above the fire. And suddenly, Bramble could see it, a mountain, an enormous one.
"You drew it in the air," Bramble breathed, "just with your wings."
The crane nodded. "My name is Flourish," she said. "When I tell a story, my body helps. If a thing is huge," she swept her wings up and wide again, "I make it huge. If a thing is tiny," she drew her wingtips together until they nearly touched and leaned in small, "I make it tiny." She tilted her elegant head. "The words say it, the body shows it. Together, the listener can really see." She told a quick tale to prove it, about a tiny seed that grew into a towering tree. She started crouched low, wings tucked into a tiny ball, voice small. Then, as the tree grew, she rose up on her long legs and spread her wings higher and higher until she was stretched toward the stars. The whole circle's eyes went up with her. They watched the tree grow right there in the firelight, made of nothing but a crane and the air.
"Flourish," Bramble said. "I run a listening circle. The kids tell wonderful tales, but they stand stiff as posts. Their giants and their mountains stay small because their bodies stay still. Would you join us? Teach them to use their hands?" Flourish dipped her head in a graceful bow, which was, of course, its own little flourish. "I would love to," she said. "I can't really help moving when I tell a story. The story gets into my wings." So Flourish joined the listening circle, and the tales there are full of motion now.
When Bramble teaches about gesture, Flourish shows the way. "Let your hands match your words," she tells the kids. "When you say enormous, open your arms wide. When you say tiny, bring them close. When something flies, let your hand fly. Your body can draw the picture in the air." A young rabbit tried. He told a story about a bird soaring over the sea. When he said soared, he lifted his paw and swooped it high, and the whole circle's eyes followed his paw up into the sky. The bird flew, right there, made of one rabbit's paw and everyone's imagination. "But here's the part to remember," Flourish added gently. "Your hands should match the story, not just flop around the whole time. If you wave your arms at everything, the listener stops noticing. Save your big gestures for your big moments. Let the small parts be still. The stillness makes the motion mean something." A young creature asked, "What if I feel silly moving my arms around?" "Everyone does at first," Flourish said warmly. "But watch your listeners, not yourself. When you spread your arms and you see their eyes go wide, you'll forget all about feeling silly. You'll only feel the story working."
After the circle, Flourish folded her wings and stood quietly beside Bramble in the windy dark. For once, she was perfectly still.
"You're not moving," Bramble teased. Flourish smiled. "There's no story right now," she said. "When there's no story, the stillness is the right thing." She gazed into the fire. "Do you know the feeling I love best? It's when my words and my wings are saying the very same thing at the very same moment. When I say,
the wave crashed down, and my wing comes sweeping down with it, and for one heartbeat, my whole body and my whole voice and the whole story are all one thing. A deep, settled contentment smoothed her feathers. It feels like being completely, perfectly myself, like nothing is split. Just the story, told with everything I've got, my words and my body, together, saying the same true thing. And she stood there, calm and whole, letting the wind do the only moving that was needed.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to flourish. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.